You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Testing.
Okay, sorry, just testing. Should I stop?
Yes.
Testing. Okay. Testing.
Oh my God, Smitty Tigger. You're very welcome to this week's episode of You're Grounded with myself, Emma Dorn, and my fantastic co-host, Ella Dorn. So, we were debating, well, I was debating talking about nights out. And Ella said, well, it would just be you talking about nights out that you've had and me just sitting there. And Ella regaling us with the tale of that one time she went out and got the last bus home.
I go out on my birthday.
Have you ever have you ever gone to a nightclub and hit a dance floor?
I've been at nightclubs.
And what have you done?
Stood in the corner. Not stood in the corner. Not like a recluse. I'm not just in the corner like brooding silently. It's not my vibe.
Well,
it's too loud. It's too dark. It's too bright.
At this stage of my life, I like a proper old nightclub. Oh, I'd have to be well tanked. But I used to, it's completely changed now. But we used to go, there was a period of time where we used to go to the Palace all the time. Show the Palace on Camden Street, but it's like a sports bar now. No, it's just like, it's just totally fucking blank. But anyway, one night in particular, I remember they were playing the song Black Eyed Peas. Are you still with me or have I lost you?
Black Eyed Peas, you know, a Black band.
Yeah. You know, Fergalicious.
So what was the song they're playing? Okay, because you just said they were playing the song Black Eyed Peas.
They were playing Jumpin'. And there's a bit in the middle where it changes. And it was that night that I realised that it was the same song. I had always thought there was two separate songs. And I was very embarrassed. Just because I had a bit of a change up. But that we used to be
and
one
how,
of the places
how did that
to
feel
go.
To come to terms with that?
It was bad because I was absolutely hammered. And then I went outside and I sat in the curb with somebody, like just a mate or whatever, and I left my handbag and I didn't realise that somebody came up and nicked my handbag. And
bad vibes,
new phone, car keys, loads of cash in it. They got an absolute, they made a killing on the handbag. And of course, I had to come back and say the handbag was stolen. Yeah. I mean, technically it was, but they literally just took it off the ground right beside me. Like there was no...
Yeah, you basically offered it to them.
Yeah.
You're basically like, hey, look at this handbag, do you want it?
But I know that happens to lots of people. So, anyway, we're not going to talk about nights out.
I could just laugh at you the whole time. Like it could
no,
be
but
intriguing.
You know what? Even in fairness, like nights out stories aren't really that great because it's usually just like...
When people talk about...
Oh, I'm so hammered. You're just like, so
no,
what?
No, when people talk about nights out stories...
They're crap, aren't they?
They're so shit. Especially when you're sober as well and you weren't on the night out.
Do you find
and
it?
And they're like,
yeah.
Oh, and then Mark did this. I'm like, I don't know who the fuck Mark is.
Do you find it hard now going out with people when they're all drinking and you're sober?
Not usually.
Yeah.
It gets to a certain point.
Yeah. About
in the night.
About one.
It gets to a certain point in the night when like,
people
right,
are
guys.
Repeating themselves and shouting.
Yeah.
You see, because even though I drink, I don't actually drink much. And I would be in a lot of situations with work where people around me are drunk and I'm stone cold sober. Mm. So I get it. But how come... See, when I was young, I couldn't wait to drink. I was like, give me the drink. I'd say I drank for the first time when 13, like first year.
Well, you know, you were a teenager.
Yeah, but we wanted to. So basically what happened was I was staying in a friend's house.
Did you tell your mummy?
No, I didn't. That narc didn't tell her. No, they were real anti. I wouldn't say that they were anti drink, but like neither of them really drank. So it just wasn't drink vibes. And nobody was saying, like, have a bit of drink in the house. Like, it was just like, no, the drink vibes were not good. So I went and stayed in a friend's house and we got somebody, there was three of us, we got somebody to get us two naggins of vodka. So we had two naggins of vodka between three of us.
So
I mean, it would have been more economical just to get a fucking shoulder, but anyway.
A naggin's like the little bottle.
The little bottle. It's not like the mini bar bottle.
It's like the teeny tiny one.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah.
Gotcha. It's kind of like...
It's when people sneak into the pub.
Yeah, naggin, yeah. I don't know what the actual name, we just always call it naggin. Maybe that's not the correct terminology for it.
The big one's called a shoulder.
But not the big, big bottle.
Maybe it's called like an elbow or something.
No, the mammy of the naggin is the shoulder. That's yeah, the other way
maybe the...
And then there's the liter bottle and whatever. But we got two naggins between three of us and we drank that night in her bedroom. And...
Were her parents there?
Yeah. This is it. Her parents were there. And as far as we were concerned, we were hammered. Like, we were hammered. And we stayed up all night. And then, I don't know where we got them, but we got cigars.
Go big or go home. That's what I say.
I don't know what the cigars...
Had you smoked before?
Yes.
You're just straight into the cigar.
No, straight into the cigar.
let me try my pipe.
No, I'd smoked before. I wasn't like a full-blown smoker. But I'd definitely smoked a good bit before. Not my first cigarette, but I definitely remember me and Isabel Brennan having a smoke the day we'd made our confirmations because we wanted to break the pledge. So we would have been in sixth class, we were 12. She had nine brothers, so it was very easy for her to like nick smokes. Not all of them smoked, but a good few of them smoked. So she went, snuck into one of their bedrooms and nicked us a couple of smokes. So we went and broke the pledge. But obviously I had very easy access to smokes because of my parents. Like, they weren't mad for the drink, but they were absolutely living it up large, the smokes. So I'd smoked a bit, but I was very conscious at 13, as a worldly 13-year-old, that I didn't want to get addicted to cigarettes.
And you didn't?
And I didn't. No. Case closed. But
because she was careful back then.
I wasn't... Oh, no, I loved an L smoke, but I wasn't like mad for the smokes. I was afraid of getting addicted to them. So anyway, one of the girls had cigars that they'd nicked from their dad, I assume.
Surely the dad would have realised if his cigars got nicked.
Who knows? But we smoked the cigars out the bedroom window. I mean, the fucking smell. And we were up when it was bright and like the milkman was coming. Ellison, can we hear the shower on the podcast? I'm sure you can hear the shower. It's like people can see Shane's naked body through the power of sound. The way you reacted to that was like we were literally exposing him.
Guys, like, I did it.
It was fucking revenge porn or something, the way you reacted to that.
I did a sign language course last year, so I'm pretty fluent.
That sign language class that you did, deadly. So jealous of that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Because I learned...
And that is... The shower is literally...
That?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For people that... Well, no one can see us right now, I hope.
Jesus Christ. Are you on the wacky...
Hi, Jane, out the window. No.
Are you on the wacky... Friendly can't see us right now.
Shower is literally like your hand above your head, like...
I'm kind of splashing
water.
I'd actually love to learn sign language because I remember I learned... Now, just the alphabet from a book when I was a kid. There was like, you know... Back in the day when people had encyclopedias and shit like that. But I really enjoyed it. Because remember you were telling me...
You knew them. I went through the alphabet with you.
And I did, I still knew it.
You still have muscle memory and all that. You still knew a good bit of it.
Maybe, you know, I still knew it. But remember you were saying to me when you were at work and there was a couple. Was it the couple who were deaf?
Yeah.
And then you were able to do sign language with them.
Yeah. Well, no, I was a couple that had come in before.
Oh, yeah.
Before I'd done the course. No, I knew how to say it was thank you.
Okay,
and they never came back in. I was
guys.
If they saw them come in, I would have pounced on them. It would have been quite bad.
Get the opportunity to do it.
It would have been quite bad, but no, they never came in. That's fine.
Well, hopefully they come in again. I was going to say if they're listening, but I mean, I don't know how it works. There is a way you can listen to podcasts, though, isn't there? If you're hearing, yeah.
Anyway, you were talking about cigars.
Smoking cigars. Yeah, so we smoked cigars out the bedroom window and we thought like, the perfect crime. Now, we never got in trouble from anyone, but like, I mean, one thing about cigarettes, smell.
Mm.
But like a fucking like cigars. There's no way they didn't know we were smoking cigars. But I'm sure they just thought, I'm talking about them as in the parents. Mm. I'm sure they just thought, fucking eat. It's like, whatever, leave them at it. But yes, I wasn't mad. Well, no, I did like a drink now, I have to say. But I think a nightclub without alcohol, rough. Yeah. Just because you can't talk. I mean, you can't hear what people are saying.
Yeah.
So.
And I have really good hearing anyway, and auditory processing, and just in general, I'm really good at it.
Do you like a bop? Do you like a dance? No. You see, I liked an old boogie.
Hate a dance.
You hate not a dance. A fan. You're always busting a... I was going to say busting a move in the kitchen. Busting a butt in the kitchen. I used to do that as well.
No, not a fan.
I used to go into Mary Jean James at night as a little kid and just like dance. Which is basically just me shaking my arse at them and singing.
Classic kids stuff.
I assume all kids do that, don't they?
Some desperate ply for attention.
Yeah. La, 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 la. Yeah, pretty much. All kids do that, don't they?
Yeah.
I'd say they do. But then, so we decided there's no point talking about nights out. Oh, says her yawning. God. We're going to talk about cooking shows.
Are we?
No. What did we say?
We can do cooking shows now. You said childhood gays. Just telling us, just telling the listener all of the potential themes we have picked out. Stay tuned for that episode, lads.
Okay. Talking about childhood games.
Yes.
So, now, I would think you played the same type of games that I played growing up. What were your big ones?
Well, like on the road.
On the road.
On the road. On the close.
You know,
on the cul-de-sac.
I did feel bad when we left that cul-de-sac for you because there was lots of kids on the road. But felt like it wasn't at a bad age. What age were you?
I would mean 10.
10, yeah. So it's kind of like, oh, she's going to be in secondary school soon.
Well, like, I would have been like 12.
I think you were 12.
I was just thinking like, oh, Joe Bourne. But no, I would have been 12, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, grand. That, I don't feel guilty about it anymore. So out on the road, on the cul-de-sac, back in the day, what was playing?
What have we been playing?
What have we been playing?
We've been playing a lot of Tip the Can.
Yeah, classic.
A lot of build-up.
What's build-up?
Well, build-up, we've already gotten.
So Tip the Can, classic, it's basically somebody's on, they count and they go and find you.
What was the saying you used to say when you had your, you said
you'd say
no fleas or flies around the cat. What did you used to have to say? What did you used to have to say when, like, to like make sure that no one would be like literally hovering over the cat and be like, Tip the Can!
I used to hate that.
What was the little saying?
I don't remember.
Was it no fleas or flies around the cat or something like that?
That sounds good. Yeah, I don't remember ever good, having. I don't remember ever having a say. I just remember you'd have this game that would go on like for an hour, and somebody would just be constantly hiding behind the can. So you count to 100 and then open your eyes and tip the can. So they had to tip the can you saw them.
Yeah. No.
To win.
No, because you had to. So it's like hide and seek.
Yeah.
But to seek the person, you have to be touching the can.
Yeah.
And if they could run over to the can before you saw them and was touching the can, then
the can was usually a pillar.
No.
What was your can?
It was a streetlight.
Oh.
Always a streetlight, yeah, never a pillar.
Well, we had a pillar because you sit on the pillar.
No. A streetlight. Why would you? No, not a pillar.
Pillar could just sit in there.
But also, like, most of the houses didn't have pillars.
They didn't have pillars.
So, you know. You
couldn't. Sorry. So what was build it up?
Not build it up. Shane made a great good point about me not correcting you when you're wrong. So last week's episode, we talked about communication.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 throwback. And you kept on calling the group chat Tug's Life.
Oh, yeah, he couldn't wait to say it to me. Like, it's thug life.
But I was just letting it.
But no.
Classic Emma.
But did you know that I was saying it wrong at the time? Where's the communication? I was just stop letting me run my mouth and look like
the lack of communication.
Okay, so what's the game called?
Build up.
So not build it up.
No, why that's so much funnier, what's even though it's basically the same thing. Up? So what do you? You would have. So it's like chasing.
Yeah.
But when you catch someone, they're on with you.
Oh, okay.
But it's called build up.
I'm sure I probably would have played in. It sounds like something you play in yard.
Yeah.
But maybe we called it something else.
Yeah, build up was a classic one.
Anything else?
On the road, they would have gotten to, like, you would have played to pecan.
Yeah.
Maybe you would have played some football.
Yeah.
Maybe you would have, like, I don't know, made some potions.
These were big on the potions. There was a good bit of potions.
One time we made this, someone had cut the grass.
Mm.
Bad decision. And for 4 hours we were outside making quote unquote grassland. We like stuck sticks into the ground and like put grass over them so they looked like little houses. And I'm sure all the neighbours around them were like, these young ones ruining.
Yeah.
We're ruining the green space because we literally stuck sticks into all of the ground. But it looked pretty cool.
She's probably spent hours at a... You didn't play any rounders, no?
Not really. Every so often you get the tennis rackets out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when Wimbledon was on.
No, I didn't have any awareness of Wimbledon being on, to be honest.
Yeah, but it's that time of year. It's summer. Just,
yeah, but like it wasn't like...
Yeah, but don't dismiss.
But I wasn't dismiss
my insightful insight.
But I wasn't there. Like, oh, they're having strawberries and cream at Wimbledon. Let's get out the tennis rackets.
Oh, you correct me once and you're all gusto now, are you? Is that the way it is?
But you would
just say, yeah, good, fair point.
But you would have decided someone would have had like crappy tennis rackets and you would have been like...
Yeah, and they got them out of their gaff because their ma was at home watching Wimbledon.
No, but anyway, can we...
Twiggy and Stan, stop.
Anyway, so you would have started playing tennis and then you would have realised, oh, I'm actually pretty shit.
Yeah, pretty shit. Most people are pretty shit.
Yeah, you would have been like, oh, wait, tennis is actually like kind of difficult.
It's kind of difficult.
Let's play something else.
We played a little bit of tennis. My favourite one, I think, was rounders. Probably because I could hit it quite far.
You never got a game of rounders going in yours. Like that, you play it in school. Like in school, class.
You're in summer camp or something.
Yeah, but it had to be like a organised by an adult
game. Yeah, yeah. Well, we were probably playing it when we were a bit older. And then one of the girls' dads used to come out on occasion, right? And he used to do this thing where he'd hit the tennis ball up in the air. And if you could catch it with one hand, give you a pound. I swear to God. So the competitive streak in me was all over this. And I tell you something. The day I caught that tennis ball, it felt like I won the lotto.
I just presumed that you were catching all the time.
Well, no, I only remember him doing like a couple of times.
Mm.
You'd be asking him to do it, you know what I mean?
Like, no, not today.
Well, like then he'd obviously stop doing it once he got good, but I'll never forget the day I caught it. And I was like, I think we went straight to the shop and I was like, Whopper bars on me. I was just like, yeah. I loved rounders. Tip the can. I loved it, but then, you know, you had to have the right vibes when you were playing it, you know what I mean? If you people that were just not into it, it was a real bore. Or little kids getting involved who were shit, you know what I mean? That was kind of annoying. We did a lot of sail works.
It's not a game, Emma.
Oh, damn straight, bitch. It's a business. It's a business. I was a big fan of the sailor work.
Mm. Did you have a purpose?
No. So basically, sailor work, what you do is just gather a load of crap in your house and bring it outside and sell it.
Mm.
There was no mention of this is for charity or fundraising. No, it was money in your pocket. I wanted to be the people that went around knocking on doors, getting money for singing songs and just fucking that kind of thing.
And that's but why she became a comedian.
But Margie wouldn't allow it. She wouldn't allow me to knock on doors looking for money. So I was like, screw you. So I had Sailor Works going. But then I got very picky about my clientele because sometimes the boys would come along, they'd start slagging what you were selling and I didn't like that. And
what were you selling?
Just like bald dolls and stuff. And I went in and I remember one time I went in to tell Margie, it was like, they're all, I probably didn't say they're all slagging me, I probably wouldn't have said that, but I remember that.
They're all slagging me.
They're all slagging me, get rid of them. But I was like, they're annoying me. Like, I don't want them there or whatever. And I think Margie was like, well, it's your side of work, that's what you gotta deal with. And I was like, fuck's sake.
It's the real world now, Emma.
We played a lot of Barbies out on the road. Now this is a little kid, and you wouldn't be doing that when you're an older kid. We did play Mams and Dads as well. So basically what we would do. So bad.
Who did you this is the psychological question now. Who did you want to be whilst you were playing Mams and Dads?
I wanted to be the dad because dad.
Okay. Interesting.
Because, you know, I was far too small to be the dad. No, but as a kid I wasn't small. It wasn't until I got to about 14, like say 13, 14, people were like, I don't think she's getting any bigger. Mm. You know, like it was that kind of thing. So basically if you were the dad, what would happen?
I'm so scared of what you're going to say right now.
So bad. So what you would have is, say, there was a couple of people that I played with where it would be around the side of their house or something, right? And you'd pick a little area where there was a wall and that would be like your house, your mommy and daddy house, because like nobody had like a tree house, whatever. And then the thing was that they'd get like a branch of deciduous tree, the evergreen tree.
So I don't know why I'm being so specific about the type of tree.
Well, that was a brush then. It was a sweeping brush. Okay, yes. So the mom would be sweeping up the dust and tidying up, like making it in, like making it all tidy, whatever. And then you'd go off to work and you'd kind of just like go around the corner or something and you'd bring back like leaves. You know, like the bushes that are on everyone's
like the green garden. Ones. They the green money. Ones.
Yeah, they were the money. So you come back from work with the money and then she'd have to cook dinner. And so you just really kind of did fuck all. And then the other part of it that we used to do was then we'd put our hands together like that. So we put our hands, this is the bad bit I was leading up to. We'd put Alice in hysterics.
So just they can't see, you gotta remember that. So just
I'm like to it. So almost. You put your hand over your mouth, the other girl would put her hand over her mouth and you'd kiss. But so basically you'd be kissing your own hand with your hand pressed up against her hand and you pretend that you were kissing like the mom and dad. And that was kinda it.
Did she not have children?
I don't know. Yeah. The odd time somebody might play a kid, but they'd be just fucking annoying, do you know what I mean? They're just like, I was a real 90s dad. Nah, that little kid would be just that fucking annoying. But we used to do that a bit.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But like, I suppose if I'm being honest, it was kind of just the cheap thrills. No, but I was the mom sometimes. Because sometimes it would be quite satisfying to clean up a little patch of wall and make it look nice.
And then have someone come in and say, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So, but it was mostly, I never really had friends from the road in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I was never that person. Were you that person?
I probably went over to other people's houses more. You were just a bit of a wreck the head, you know?
Yeah, so explain this to me. I know my reasons, but give me your reasons. So I was the kid, I liked to go to other people's houses yeah. rather than have them in my house. What was your reasoning behind it?
Well, girl at the end of the road had swings and a slide in her backyard.
Yeah, yeah, okay, no brainer.
That's pretty cool. Girl beside me had a Wii, which is pretty fun.
Oh my God, can we just, let's get to the crux of this. Ella Doran had multiple opportunities over a fucking decade to get away, and time and time again she bottled it. She refused. It even got to the point when they discontinued the Wii. We were like, do you want us to get you a Wii? They've got them for sale here.
It's a big
and done deal. And you were like, no, she just couldn't decide.
It's a big commitment.
But it's not your money. It was never your money, doll. This is big, the thing.
It's a big commitment.
We all wanted the fucking Wii. We all wanted you to get the Wii so we could have a deadly time.
Big commitment.
And you just couldn't commit to it.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure, because I had the DS, I wasn't sure if it was too much.
I know, but we were like, Ella,
if I'd use it enough. What if I never used it? Then it's a waste, you know?
But me and Shane could have used it.
Then you and Shane should have taken matters into your own hands. No, and got because yourselves
we had to, because you kept saying no to the Wii, so we were like, right, she's fucking saying no to the Wii. And I think we've all lived to regret your decision about the Wii. But go on, Ernie, your mate had the Wii.
May have the Wii.
Yeah. So it was just they had better stuff.
But also, like, it's my house, get out.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's my thing. So it wasn't really necessarily that.
Like, don't touch my stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm the same. So it wasn't so much that people had better stuff.
They had different stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it was for me. They had different stuff. It was, they didn't have my brothers. They had their own brothers or a sister, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they had a dog. Or if they had a cat, they had a cat that wasn't my cat. It was just different. Go and have a nosy.
So
And I just felt like when people came to my house then, I was like, you know, you're doing the hostess thing.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're going for someone else's house, yeah. Brilliant. And I did have one friend who had a garage room, hide the sophistication back in the day, the garage room. So basically, do you know what a garage room is?
I assume it's a garage that's been turned into a room.
Yeah. The garage room was kind of like our front room now, but longer, really long.
Yeah, because it's a garage.
Okay. Oh, I do psychology in college. Okay, great. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't get a UCD education. Sorry.
I know about garages, guys.
What's the statistics on garage rooms? Anyway, that was just a room for the kids to watch TV. So we had free reign of TV and it was fantastic. So we could watch like Saved by the Bell, Sweet Valley High, amazing. California Dreams, obviously, in later years. Saved by the Bell.
You've said Saved by the Bell.
I meant to say another one. By the Bell. No, but then as well, later on, we had MTV Select, so we could just watch that. So I just loved the whole thing of, like, just getting a room and just watching whatever we wanted on TV, because obviously we all just wanted to watch the same thing. Whereas in my house, my mum was always sketching around the TV, seeing what you're watching all the time. I was like, fuck off. And she didn't like me watching those American TV shows.
See, I always liked the fact when I used to live
with
grandparents, I used to always like the fact that she'd be behind me watching with me, because you know we were watching it together.
Yeah.
And then I'd go to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I'd tell a whole little story and she'd be gone. She would have went off and gone to go do like laundry or something.
Yeah,
and I would be like, anyway, and then Laura in school did this and this, and then we played basketball, and then we blah blah blah. And what do you think about that? And then I'd be silent and I'd look around and be like, oh, she's
yeah. You see, when she was a kid, it was different. It was fine.
She's gone.
She was gone. Yeah, or she'd be watching the things like, yeah, she's watching that now. Grand, I'll go and put up that wash on. But when you're getting a bit older, when you're like 10, 11, 12, 13. 14,
when you're smoking cigars.
When you're smoking cigars and you want to be watching bits, she'd be nosing in. So basically, she did this. Did I tell the story about The Facts of Life, the TV show?
Is that... Okay, explain.
So I don't know what age I am. say I'm 10, right? So maybe a little bit older. And I'm watching The Facts of Life on TV. I wasn't even a big fan, but it was just like, you know, wasn't many stations, so you're watching the same.
What is?
Facts of Life was an American TV show. I'm sketchy on the details of what it was actually about. It was just one of these programs that lent itself well to a whole load of young people being in it. I don't know whether they were, I think they were in like foster home or, you know what I mean, something. Anyway, there's two girls and they're in a bedroom and I'm not really paying attention, but I'm watching it. My mom comes in and she goes, "What are they doing?" And I was like, "I don't know, smoking." And she's like, turn that off. And I was like, that's a bit harsh. She probably had a smoke in her hand at the time. I was just like, chill out. So I was just like, what's that all about? So I spent my whole time trying to figure out what the big thing was. What was the big deal? What did she not want me to see? What was happening or whatever? And then I can't remember how I figured it out, but anyway, the girls in the show had a bong. So they weren't just, see, so I'm just watching it passively. I was like, they're smoking. I don't know. So then I was like, oh, they've got a bong. I was like, oh, it's drugs. I was like, oh my God. But it just, her interfering with what I was watching
was not the buzz. So you were going to other houses. Yeah. You were going to other houses to watch shows about bongs and drugs and cigars.
Meggins.
And shoulders.
Yeah, so she's just like cramming on me, do you know what I mean? So, but yeah, other different people had better setups. Like one friend, she had a better house. It was bigger. When you stayed in her house, she had two beds in her bedroom.
I remember there was this...
Oh, it's treats. Treats on the go all the time.
There was this house on the corner. So we lived in a cul-de-sac.
Yeah, in the cul-de-sac.
And then there was what we'd call around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Which was literally around the corner, but it was like more houses and like another cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
And you're like, can I go around the corner?
Yeah. Like, I remember that was a big
or
thing.
It'd be like, can I go down the hill? Because it'd be more... We were either going down the hill or around the corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, around the corner. On the corner... Up in the corner of the corner before you went up, there was a massive gaff.
Oh yeah,
like massive. And I remember there was two twins that lived there.
Oh yeah,
and weren't really friends with them, but for some reason one day they're like, do you want to come inside?
Are these boys or girls? Yes,
like, do you want to come inside?
Oh yes, these weren't the twins.
We weren't really friends with them. We just kind of like we knew them or whatever, because we apparently had two twins and like within walking distance. Anyway, we were like. They're like, oh, do you want to come inside? And me and my friend were like, yeah.
Like
your house looks, looks mad. I think I went back home and asked them, like, oh, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. They had a basement.
No way.
They had a basement and they had like a pool table, they had like a TV. They had like, and we were like, oh my God, this is so cool. And they're like, yeah, it's whatever. And then, like, we didn't actually do any of the stuff because they were like, oh, yeah, it's like whatever, you know, it's just our. I must have been like 8 or 9 at the time. They're like, oh, it's just our like pool table and our massive television.
Yeah.
But it was so cool. I only got into the house once.
But Jesus Christ, Ella.
It was a pretty cool house, though.
You could have made a bit of an impression there. I could have gotten friends with the mom and dad.
Yeah, but like their dog was just like trying to bite me and stuff. It's kind of like a bad boy.
What type of dog was this?
Little Jack Russell thing. It was like trying to bite my face. And not like
face.
And not like the way like a dog will lick your face. Like the dog was trying to bite my face.
So the dog is probably like, This is my basement.
This is my pool table.
I've got a good thing going.
So that kind
of, nobody comes down here.
Yeah.
I don't need you to wreck my buzz. And what age were these teenagers? Or what age were these twins?
They're like a year older than us.
Yeah, I think I remember this vaguely. Were they blonde?
Yeah.
How, were they from America? Or they lived in America or something?
No. You're just trying to make them into like some kind of boy band now.
No, because I remember I actually remember this. Because I remember in my head at the time, because I didn't know them, and you were like, can I go into their house?
It was sketch.
I was like, sketch. But you were with...
I sit with my friends, yeah.
Yeah, I think was there more than two of yous?
Maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, I think there was. So I just sent
You could see the excitement in my eyes.
You seem pretty revved. So I was like, okay, go on. But I think I gave you like, be back in half an hour or something kind of thing. It's always real sketch. That's the thing. You're always real sketch about letting your kids into other people's houses. It's like a real weird one.
Mm.
You know, because it's just, don't.
But when they have a basement.
When they have a basement, that's different.
And it's a cool basement, not a creepy basement. It's especially, it's especially good.
I think he came back and told me, all right, and then, yeah, that was the end of it.
What a big day. Did I tell you about the dog?
I don't think you don't.
I probably left that bit out.
Well, that, look, that's your prerogative as a child. You have to leave some bits out, like.
You got to tell the good bits.
I'm trying to think if there's any other games apart from my fucking lesbian antics when I was a child.
Would you have played any like make-believe games? Well, I know, I feel like Mom's Dad is a recount because you're literally just like just copying your mom.
No, I think we would have actually, do you know what we did used to do, which is pretty cringe and I hope it's all burnt. So one of the girls had a Fisher Price cassette player. You know the one with the microphone, the one that's in Toy Story, but you could record yourself on it, and I was just like, this is the best fucking thing ever.
Like when you found the shark toy and tiger that let you record stuff.
Yeah.
And the first thing this nearly 40-year-old woman did was grab it and talk into it and say Ella smells and then show it to her sons.
Yeah.
Similar vibes.
It's never left me. So we had, yeah, she had that. And obviously it was from when they were younger or something, I don't know. But I was always trying to find a cassette player that would record not just like the sound from the radio, but actually would record you. So this actually recorded, like, because you had the little mic, speaking to the mic. So we were recording ourselves on this thing. So we used to go around and like interview people on the road. And like some of her, her brother and like his older friends and stuff, like I'd say some of the stuff is absolutely shocking.
So funny.
Oh, I'd say it's bad. And as well, what we used to do is we did our own versions of Ricky Lake.
I don't know what Ricky Lake is.
So Ricky Lake, that was another thing we used to watch. We used to watch Ricky Lake and Jesse Jones. So they were like basically,
is Ricky Lake a name?
Ricky Lake is a name as a person. Her name is Ricky. Her second name is Lake. And Jesse Jones.
I've got that name, yeah.
So they were, do you know Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer. So they, those three people that I've named were all chat show hosts. But what they were was they'd bring out ordinary people and it would be like lie detector tests. It would be people wanting to show people from high school that had slagged them off what they looked like now. People wanted to confess their love to people.
God, awful.
All this kind of awful, awful stuff, but perfect viewing for children. So we used to watch all those shows. Now, we didn't watch Jerry Springer for whatever reason. Maybe it hadn't come to Ireland yet, but we definitely used to watch Jesse Jones and Ricky Lake. Jesse Jones was better because it was more extreme stuff. There was more like extreme makeovers, people who had like big, huge, giant boobs that they got from plastic surgery. Do you know what I mean? It was just, it was crazier off the charts. It would all seem pretty tame now. But to us as kids watching this on TV, we're just like, oh my God, this is off the charts. So we used to do our own fake versions of these and record them. And then I think one day, one of the parents heard one of the tapes and was horrified.
And bet you were the one on it the most as well.
Probably. But we were saying things, but we didn't know what we were saying. So I think there had been a mention. I think the word...
Oh my God.
I think the word blowjob had been used on one of the tapes. We didn't, you know what I mean? We didn't really know what we were saying. And then some parent heard this, so I kind of... That was around the corner from me. I gave around the corner a wide berth for a while after that. Because it was all, it was like Emma's going down for this.
Yeah.
But then what the girl did was she got the tape and she destroyed it.
Admirable.
And she blamed, she lied about how it was destroyed.
I like the way when you say destroyed, it makes it sound like real sophisticated. It makes us like the tapes. The tapes were destroyed, but she probably just like poured a bit of water on it in the bin.
I'd say what she probably, I think she smashed it up.
Mm.
I mean, obviously you had the, you know, the, like yeah. the film thing that came out of it. But
not
like,
something you can do kind of subtly, like kind of like
yeah,
like try to do it quietly.
No, yeah, but I think she just my memory of it is anyway that she smashed it up. But like we were just kids, we were just we were basically we watched Ricky Lake and then we all put on these like terrible American accents and just like be saying like extreme stuff. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, so that was kind of like the make believe stuff that we did. But I remember thinking that that yoke was. Cool. Like I was like, get that cassette recorder out. I wanna let's make a show. So oh well no sorry, there was more than that. We played Hey Presto.
Is that like a magician?
Hey Presto, do a handstand. So then you have to do
Hey Presto, do a handstand.
I know. So you'd be like, hey, press right, press right, do a handstand. And then the person who said that, the person that was on, would pick whoever did the best. And then they'd be on. You go like this. So, hey, press right, do a handstand. Hey, press right, do a cartwheel. Okay. Now, we're all into gymnastics, but our gymnastics abilities were limited. It was basically handstand, cartwheel.
That was a big thing about of what you were doing outside as well. It was just doing cartwheels and gymnastics. Doing
cartwheels. So then it progressed. Hey, press right, progressed. People fucking making up shite. So you'd be, people start saying, hey, Presto.
Come on, give it together, hey, Presto. Come on, Presto.
Hey, Presto. I'd love to have a game of hey, Presto now. People be like, hey, Presto, do a spoon. And you'd be like, what's a spoon? Which, do you know what a spoon is? And basically, all it was people just doing handstands, trying to make the shape of different things. Mm. In the handstand, you're just like, God, this is getting tiresome now. Hey, presto, do an apple. Hey, presto, do giraffe. You know what I mean? You're just like, oh, for fuck's sake. So that was kind of getting a bit boring. We did, I've got to be truthful about it, we did play Spice Girls.
I knew that. You told me that before.
Yeah, we played Spice Girls.
Who did you play as?
Ginger, obviously. Jerry Halliwell.
Typecast.
Yeah, but I was happy to.
And would you just like perform the songs or?
We would just kind of, basically all we would do is we would run around the road singing the song. It would have been Wannabe, obviously, at the time. And just kind of acting our characters. So if you were Sporty, you were kicking, you were cartwheeling. If you were Posh Spice, you were giving the peace sign. If you were Scary, you were just kind of going around doing scary poses. The Scary and Jerry had a whole thing going on. And who else? Baby. You were just being a baby, like. You weren't being a baby. We were just doing stuff that Baby does. Baby would be, like, twirling her hair and stuff. Mm. And then you'd just be... I mean, then we'd all just kind of start be doing cartwheels and high kicks. And
was there any...
if you want to be a mama, have a high kick.
Was there fights? Yeah. Was there fights around who would be who?
Well, nobody wanted to be Scary.
Okay.
Nobody wanted to be Scary. Because you wanted to look like... you wanted to be the one that you thought looked most like you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So I had to be Jerry because... Now, you see, it was difficult because there was three of us with red hair.
Okay, so then you didn't have to be Jerry.
No, but I had to be Jerry.
You're not going to get the other little ginger girls...
To be Sarah Harmon was posh because she had dark hair.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So everyone wanted to be the one that was closest looking to them.
Who looked like Scary and couldn't admit it.
But nobody looked like Scary because I didn't have a black friend. Nobody really looked... There wasn't a baby either. Do you know what I mean?
So it was kind of like a pretty...
It was kind of three Jerry Halliwells and a Victoria Beckham running around. But
it was like a very limiting game. Like you didn't know. It's like everyone wants to be a Spice Girl they look like and then you just...
But then you see, I think as we got a little bit older... People wanted to be Scary then, do you know what I mean? I think
it's turned the tables.
Yeah, I think as kids, Scary was scary to us.
But
And then as we got a bit older, we were going like, oh, I actually wouldn't mind being scary. Do you know what I mean?
Of course, you continued playing Spice Girls until today.
Well, I did go and see them, yeah. So then we did, that was the big final. That was the big final play.
The final performance.
Yeah. Yeah, I was glad I went. Oh, well. I mean, the first album was the best, but who am I? Anyway, will we go and watch Bake Off?
Bake Off.
Is that okay with you?
Of course, always.
Is there any message you have for the listener or anything you'd like to say?
Anything
to promote?
I had an embarrassing moment that I'd like to share.
Always welcome.
I think I need to get it off my chest before we go.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I was in the gym.
Yeah. And don't mess with the flex.
Sorry, I was just really subconscious about my story. I was doing my little squats.
Your squats, yeah. On the squat rack?
Yeah. And I felt like I was a little bit, I felt weird. I was like unbalanced. Yeah. It felt weird. And then I did like 3 squats. And then I realised that I had, one side was 15 kg, and the other side was 20 kg. Because they were the same colour. So I just kind of put them
back. So is one of your quads going to be bigger than the other one?
I think so, maybe. And I...
Oh my god.
Sorry, I sneeze when I get nervous. And I nearly did the same thing when I was doing the leg press as well.
What are you doing, Ella?
I put a 15 on it and I should have put a 20.
If you want to work your booty, you're going to have to get it together with the weights.
I'm going to have to learn how to see.
You're going to have to learn how to count.
Yeah. Maybe next episode I can learn how to count.
Did anyone see you?
I'm hoping not.
Get in touch if you saw Ella
in the gym on Monday.
Absolute show.
But also get in touch if you didn't see me. Because that would make me feel better.
Get in touch if you were there but you didn't see her.
Okay. And comment below which Spice Girl you are.
Yeah, which Spice Girl are you? Who's your favourite Spice Girl now?
See, when you were talking about it, I don't even know what they look like.
Oh, you see, I go through phases.
I don't even know who they are, really.
At the moment, you see, this is the thing. So Jerry is always my number one, right? But I mean, God, she does test us the way she bangs on sometimes. And her solo career, I mean, she was completely flat the whole album. But still great songs. Then I feel like I've really liked Scary the last few years. I think she's just a fucking solid entertainer. Looks amazing. Is a survivor.
And who? Scary. Scary is
Mel B.
See, I always forget. Mel B. And then there's Mel C somewhere.
The Beckham documentary, which I haven't seen, but there's a lot of Victoria Beckham content online. I'm like, yeah, she is funny. And actually, their last documentary that they did together.
How many documentaries have they done together?
Ella.
Sorry.
The last documentary they did about when I was they were talking about the aftermath of Jerry leaving. I can't remember what year. But she was the one that came across the best in that documentary.
Well,
Victoria Beckham. Okay, fucking okay, look, we're going to have to go. If anyone wants to get a coffee and talk about Spice Girls with me, please do get in touch because I'm not fucking going to get it here. Clearly. What did I say before we go?
Right.
Thanks for listening. Bye.